From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kenny Malone. Every year, the Florida Department of Transportation collects around 100 tons of debris from and around the roads in Miami-Dade County. That's like picking up 25 elephants worth of stuff. FDOT says they don't keep numbers on specific roads, but Interstate 95 has earned a reputation for its road debris, everything from disembodied bumpers to fully decorated Christmas trees. Alex Perez is an engineer with FDOT and is in charge of maintenance for Northern Miami-Dade County. In the latest from our End of the Road series, we went out to talk some trash with Alex Perez. Alex, thanks for joining us here, literally on the side of I-95.
Sure, Kenny. Very happy to be with you.
So am I crazy, or are there more flying mattresses on I-95 than anywhere I've ever seen in my life?
I don't know if it's the most in the country, but certainly you see your share of mattresses, people hauling them, and they'll strap them to the top of their car or their pickup. You know, they don't understand that at the speeds that they travel, the wind just catches those mattresses. It'll just pull whatever restraining system they had, and you'll see those mattresses fly off. And it actually is a risk in case you're following one of those kind of vehicles that are hauling a mattress or whatever.
Well, we're here standing on the side to kind of see what debris is here. So why don't we take a walk and look at what's on the side here?
Sure. Let's walk down here. Here's a Doritos bag up here.
I see a Budweiser can over there.
Yeah.
Well, the good news, it's actually full, which means that it was not an open container at any point.
Right, right.
So we should probably insert a note here that Alex isn't actually the guy who has to pick this stuff up. FDOT has contractors who do that. But after the interview, we asked for some examples of some of the weirdest stuff those contractors have found on I-95. They got back to us with a list.
Sex toys.
Condoms. Toilets.
Pretty weird stuff.
Money. Foreign money.
Clothes.
All kinds.
Shoes.
Wedding dress.
Tuxedos.
Pants.
Underwear.
Tampons.
Bullets.
Dental implants.
We're going to post the entire list at WLRN.org. Back to the interview with Alex.
You know, we see a high volume of litter during the weekends, of course. This is my theory only. There's so many activities happening here in Miami in the weekends. So I think that attracts a lot of out-of-town visitors, whether they're from Jacksonville, Fort Pierce, or they're from West Palm. And they're all coming down to Miami to have fun. So I sense that there's a little carefree attitude there, and they may not feel as though this is their home. They don't have ownership here. So that's why I believe that in the weekends you see a little bit more litter than you normally would on a weekday.
Mostly what we're seeing, like you said, is just litter, but there is a more serious part of road debris, and that's things falling off of trucks. And I think a lot of listeners will probably remember a really infamous case back in 1998 when a 13-year-old was driving in her minivan with her mom. She was in the passenger seat, and a metal rod went through their windshield and impaled the young girl through the chest, pinned her to the seat. She ended up surviving, but really became a kind of a spokesperson for reducing the road debris. And there was a lot of action immediately after that. And I'm wondering, are there things you're actively doing to prevent something like that from happening again?
Well, I think what the DOT has done is they've been proactive in the Road Ranger program. Since they're on the road 24 hours a day, they are looking for debris. Now with people having cell phones, we're having people call in. They see some debris on the road. They'll call the *347, which is the FHP number, and the switchboard operator will know if debris call, they'll dispatch the Road Ranger. So the Road Rangers get to the debris as fast as they possibly can.
Alex Perez is in charge of maintenance for the Florida Department of Transportation for North Miami-Dade County. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Kenny.
You're listening to WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kenny Malone.